You're listening to UnConcast on the Georgia Podcast Network, featuring unconference sessions and other related discussions from around the Southeast.
All right, everybody. My name is Lee Cantor. This is Dr. Adam Schaffrin, and this is Andy Greider. And we've been Adam and I have been podcasting as Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy for about a year and a half to a year and 9 months. I've been podcasting with Andy here for, 5 or 6 months now. I do a marketing show with Andy. We do a fitness weight loss show with Adam. And so I just wanted to kind of give you a couple of case studies of how we use podcasting to grow our businesses. And then I want to do what Jeff had done with a lot of discussion and get a lot of wisdom from the audience about marketing in general. Adam, you want to tell a little bit about how the show has benefited you as a chiropractor here in Atlanta?
I don't think it has benefited me at all. No, I'm just joking. It's kind of amazing. Our story is really kind of unique. We got into doing podcasting because we had a shot at doing just we were on a small radio station, and there was someone that needed talent to just kind of fill up the airwaves. And Lee said to me, "Hey, you want to do a radio show?" And I'm like, "Yeah, what the hell? We've done everything else before. Why not do a radio show?" We had no experience, and the only thing we had was we had a plan. And before we're about to go on the air, the guy said to us, who owned the station, said, "If you guys suck, that's it."
No pressure.
And we're just about to go on the air. It's live.
And then he goes, "Go."
and that was our warm up. That was our experience in terms of doing radio. And you know, the fortunate thing is we had each other, and we persevered, and then we started podcasting our shows. And this goes back, how long ago did we start?
We've probably been podcasting about a year and a half. We've probably been doing our show for a year and 9 months, and we've been podcasting for a year and a half.
Right. So Lee says to me, "Hey, we're going to podcast a show." I don't know what the hell podcasting means. I don't even know what the word means, but I'm like, it sounds like a good idea. Whatever he says, I'll go along with it. And, you know, we were on a small signal. You know, we don't even know if anyone ever listened to our show. And then we started podcasting, and we started out with, like, you know, 10, 11 downloads of our show.
11, the first episode 11. Was 11.
And then slowly, you know, we start checking our, you know, the meter to see our, you know, our show, in downloads of our show. And it starts, you know, 100, 150, 200, 300, 600. I mean, it started just growing, you know, and we just...
This week we had our 100,000th download.
Right. Of our show. So the one thing that we decided to do, and we wanted to make it, we wanted to give, just to give you a little background about our show, we wanted to give information to our listeners about health and fitness. I'm kind of the expert where I tell people the you know, I debunk all the myths, and if people have questions, I'll tell them about health and fitness on nutrition and exercise. And Lee is kind of the smart ass guy where he's kind of like, you know, he makes fun of me and he's kind of like the skeptic and, you know, just doesn't, you know, just kind of questions everything. And we wanted to make our show entertaining, and we wanted to make it fun. And that was the main thing. That's how we started. And literally what's happened has been just, we didn't draw it up, because this is something you can't draw up. And I've gone from just podcasting a show to now I have a segment on an ABC affiliate out of Huntsville, Alabama, called the Dr. Fitness segment, where I'm on TV every Tuesday for about 20 minutes, where I'm answering questions live on TV. We have taken our show, our podcasting show, and literally we've interviewed over 200 people, people that you see on the Today Show, people that you see that are in the health and fitness world, just by the ability of just emailing them and saying, "Hey, would you like to be a guest on our show?" And it's really changed. I mean, it's just changed our lives, because, you know, a year and a half ago, I could never do that. I could never just get on a TV station and have a segment, you know, just from, you know, just on my background. I was just I trained professional athletes. But, you know, there's lots of people that train professional athletes. There's lots of people that are chiropractors. This made me stand out head and shoulders above everyone else. Now, I'm not only a chiropractor, but now I have my own radio show. And I can literally call up anyone and say, hey, do you want to be a guest on my show? And rarely do I get people that say, going to say, no. I mean, now it's gotten to the point where publicists are contacting us when people have a book. And they have someone that has a book on a diet book or a health and fitness book, where they're calling us and saying, hey, can we get on your show next week or in 2 weeks? When do you have anything open? So, you know, as a vehicle, it's just been such an amazing experience to take this. And it's literally changed, you know, I think the way that you can do business personally for me.
And Andy, why don't you share how having your show has helped you? Andy, why don't you give a little background and then explain how it's helped you?
Let's see. I would say that what happened was I happened to share a networking group with Lee here in Atlanta, and I heard Lee come in and start talking about some of the guests they were having on, and I mean, that got my attention when he had the Buns of Steel lady coming on, and a couple of the other guests that were coming up. And I said, this is incredible. I mean, you know, the guys from OK Go were on, and then the next day they were on Regis. Well, there's something going on here. And I came over to the studio and checked it out and was really amazed at the how fun it was, and B, how informational, you know, and everything that was there. And I thought, you know, this is something we can do. We can help small businesses, medium businesses grow by putting a show out there that's a lot of fun, that sounds good, that's got a good sound quality to it, so it's not like listening to something in a tin can, because I'd listened to podcasts before, and a lot of what I was hearing was good information, but it was hard to listen to. And we decided, okay, we can find a way to do this that it's going to work well, because I'd seen what these guys were going to put into the equipment. And ever since starting it out, we've had contact with companies that I've coveted contacting for 2.5 years for my day job as a larger business consultant. And it's also put me in touch with a lot of really incredible people that prove the 6 degree of separation idea thing as well in networking and in helping each other grow and helping each other's businesses improve. I got put on the CERT Council of Advisors with the International Business Academy of Atlanta. As a result of the radio show directly, they heard me and said, we love you. We want you on we want you on our council of advisors. Okay, that's fine with me. I don't think that would have happened. I know next week I would not be presenting at Clark Atlanta for Entrepreneur Week if it wasn't for the radio show. There, again, companies like Best Buy for Business were on, talking about how with Geek Squad and Magnolia and the new Best Buy for Business business consulting division, how they're standing out above Fry's and above the Circuit Cities and places like that. They were one of our Unique of the Weeks. And Unique of the Weeks, you know, again, like I said, it ranges from big boys like that all the way down to a place like Short and Sweet Studios, which unfortunately just closed. We weren't there in time to boost the business enough. But a really, really cool concept for a small business here in Atlanta that was over in the Oakhurst area. I also have had a real nice boost of recruitment as an expert in podcasting in general to talk to people about it. How do they use it for marketing? How do I monitor what my competitors are saying in the blog? Well, you know, how do I do that kind of information? And that's just fairly recent. I mean, and again, this is only four or five months old. We really haven't been doing it that long. It just seems like it has been. So that's about it.
Yeah, right. So like when you talk about what's the topic? How to grow a business? Yeah. Like, so how to grow a business, you know, the one thing, you know, the way, if you look at the way advertising is done and the way people are spending money about, you know, print ad and spending money on what to do, the one thing that you have to do when you're podcasting that's incredible is that you're creating content every week. I mean, if you're doing it like we're doing it every week. We're creating content and we're putting it on the web every single week. So if you search us, if you search Dr. Fitness, which I don't own the name, right? That's not me. Go Google it. See where I come up. Okay, I'm at the very top. You know, it's amazing how much stuff that you get out of it because you're creating so much content every week where you should be.
So I guess a question we want to put out to everybody here just real quick is as far as what types of things in your own podcasts and things like that. We know what we've done for guests here, and we'll pitch in on that, you know, as far as how that's happened. But have any of you used guests to your advantage to help promote your podcast? And if you haven't, what are your plans to do that? Anybody have any thoughts on that?
As far as your ranking on Google, do you have a blog that associated with that? So that's how they pick up the content. Do you just put an abstract, a summary of each program on there, or something like that?
Yeah, we every episode we have show notes where we put links back to our site. We have links to all of our guest sites, and usually we have a picture of whoever the most high profile guest is. We have a specific strategy in place to help us improve his recognition. The whole purpose of doing our show, just so you know, my background's in marketing. We saw the show as a vehicle to position him as an expert. That was why we did the show. That's why we wrote the book. Everything was about positioning him as an expert. And that's why we called him Dr. Fitness. And that's, you know, we're trying to brand that and try to, elevate him. He's a chiropractor here in Atlanta. I mean, there's a gazillion chiropractors here in Atlanta. He's the only one I know that was interviewed by the BBC. You know, that's the power of a podcast. That's the power of this kind of positioning yourself as an expert in this manner. The things that are happening now, and really in this past year, is just unbelievable. The amount of media attention that he's being asked to be, you know, contribute as an expert in magazines. Yeah, good. Adam.
Hey, I was just wondering if you're...
Your name?
Oh, I'm Bridget Heath. I was wondering if your all of this media attention has helped your business, your chiropractic business.
It has. It has. My goal, it's interesting. My goal is not necessarily to be a chiropractor. I kind of want to get more into the media stuff. So, this has kind of opened up a lot of doors for me in other areas. You know, I've always kind of done things where I've trained professional athletes. The chiropractic's always been kind of secondary. But the good thing about it is that if my goal were to be a chiropractor and solely a chiropractor, it would definitely drive it, because I'd be forcing it to drive it, because that would be my number one goal. But I really want to do more media attention and more stuff like that. So that's my main focus.
Right. It's helped him kind of shift his... He's a chiropractor, but then now that's just become... You know, he's trying to build beyond that. Whereas the objective was to just position him as, you know, the best chiropractor that does fitness. And now we've kind of evolved beyond that.
How many people are podcasting right now here?
Are you guys podcasting with the objective to grow a business, or are you podcasting for the objective just because you're passionate about a topic? Have either of you used podcasting as a means to get a guest that you wanted to have a business relationship with? Have you tried that?
Yeah, that.
Ken Brown, E3C Link, business coach. I do it because, first of all, I wanted to be on the cutting edge of technology, and I also want to share that with my clients. And so if I can teach them how to be good podcasters and bloggers, then that's going to increase my value with them. And so, yeah, but that's what I do. And plus, I'm passionate about what I do.
Right.
And it's a competitive business, so you got to be unique.
Right. And
right, Andy?
That's right. Uniqueness is power. One of the biggest epiphanies for us was the power of having a show and getting guests. This is something that we didn't realize. I mean, we had a show. We were in Sandy Springs, and our first guests were local, just friends of ours.
Yeah, we ran out of friends is what really happened.
So what
we
happened?
We had all our friends come on our show. Hey, would you like to be a guest on it? About what? I don't know, fitness. Okay.
Well, what happened was, I was reading the Washington Post, and I ran across an article about this brother and sister who had developed a game about fast food, and it was like Trivial Pursuit about fast food. I don't even remember the name of the website now. But so I Googled them, and you know, every website has contact us site. So I sent an email. Would you like to be a guest on my show? Hi, my name is Lee Cantor. I'm the host of Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy. Here's my website. That's it. It was like three sentences. I send the same email today to people. About an hour later, yeah, sure. What do I have to do? I mean, it was literally that easy. And today, this just happened yesterday. I was on MSNBC site. On the front page, they had an article about a new diet that no one's heard of called Volumetrics. It's like a 5-page article. I go up, Google the person. I see that they're a professor at Penn State University. Go to Penn State University faculty directory, get their email address. Same exact email that I've been sending out for a year and a half now. Would you like to be a guest on my radio show? My name's Lee Cantor. Would you like to call in and talk about Volumetrics? 6 minutes later, I swear to you, 6 minutes later, yeah, sure, 6 minutes. That's how easy it is. Now, if you take this, if you're trying to, I mean, for her to come on our show, she's an author. She was obviously has a publicist that got her on MSNBC site. If you now take this concept and use it for your business, now we have a client that I've helped with the podcast that's a chiropractor, and she specializes in teenagers. Now, her market is teenagers. So she wants to interview athletic coaches, people like that. If she goes up to the coach of Chattahoochee High School and say, hey, I'm a chiropractor, I'm great, yeah, join the list of 50 other chiropractors that say the same thing to me. But now if she goes up to that person and says, hey, I got a show about teenagers, can I interview you, your best athlete, and that person's mother? Can they come on? Can you come on the show? Now, how many of those trainers are going to call her back? And that's what we're talking about here, of using your podcast and your show to grow your business, because it's a tool that any entrepreneur can use to reach out and meet pretty much anybody they want to meet.
Right. Like for me, the tool has been the stage has changed. I started out just to do it as a goof. It started out just as fun. I just want, it'd be great to talk on the radio once a week. And then all of a sudden, I'm being interviewed on BBC. I've got an article on WebMD. I have this TV thing. But if your goal is to grow your business, it can happen just from a standpoint of just growing your business. You don't have to have such lofty goals that you want to be in the media. It could help you, and it can transcend just into your business, just because you can literally forge a relationship with someone that you didn't have before just by wanting to interview them and creating that dynamic. It's a very powerful, powerful tool when you sit down with someone and say, hey, I want to find out about you and your business. You got 10, 15 minutes? I mean, it's a very powerful tool.
Yes, Mom. Here.
Ken Brown, E3C Link. Do you use, what do you record? Do you record in an office? Do you record at a recording studio?
Actually, Lee has a station that he and Adam and a few others have put together. It's called WGSR. It's here in Atlanta. It's off of it's off Glen Ridge, just a little north of 285. And it's a one-room studio that is about as big as these two tables slapped together, and a desk and a couple computers and some boom mics. That's about it. It's not a sexy, high-end studio, but the equipment's great. And the producers are solid. Everybody that works there knows their stuff. And what we end up walking out with is a podcast that sounds like a professional radio show. In fact, we don't call it a podcast when we talk to people. It's, do you want to be on my radio show? It is a real broadcast. It is a real show. And it changes the entire dynamic a lot of the time. When you say, do you want to be on my podcast, that will get you a no, oftentimes, I've found. If you say, do you want to be on my radio show, it changes the entire spectrum. Plus, you're giving them something. I mean, I've got a company that came on as one of our Unique of the Weeks, and they came on because they realized that, they were kind of honored, actually, that I picked them out of a crowd of a bunch of different things from their category and said, you seem to be the ones that are really doing something different here. I want to talk to you. They came on. They use the interview now as a 17-minute intro to their company for second-round investors. It's the first thing they send to anybody who says they're interested in second-round investment, which doesn't hurt me at all either, so it's a nice thing. One of the things I wanted to quick pop into is that there's a couple different ways that we found to create a show. We've got a couple different shows on the station, and they all sort of have a slightly different feel to them. There really are three things. It's a show about a hobby or interest. It's a show that has you as the guru, and Dr. Fitness is, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy case, it's Adam. in Union Consist Power. It's really Lee and I both. excuse me, I'm sorry. And then the other one's a way to position about your prospects and gate openers and people that can get you in the door where you're headed, you know, who you want to talk to, who you covet to speak, you know, speaking to, or even places you want to go talk to. I mean, we had Amber and Rusty on about PodCamp actually last week, and we're talking about what's going on here this weekend, last week on our show. And we also had on Sherry Heil, and Sherry was incredible. She had a lot of great things to say about social networking, about where everything's headed. In fact, it's a fun little interview to listen to if you get a chance, because she's got a couple comments that I think will change the perspective that all of us have. It certainly changed mine even a bit on where this is all headed. Her perspective is a really deep and interesting one. I guess the last thing I'll mention is that within 2 weeks of the first show that we did, we ended up in a newsletter that went out to 125,000 subscribers with Brand Express, which I wrote a quick little entry on the blog, and we talked about it during the show, and how to name your company. 10 tips on naming your company, what to do, what not to do. And these guys picked it up, said they really loved it, took an excerpt from it, threw it on their blog, put the entire article into their newsletter that went out. I had over 200 requests for people that wanted us to help them name their company. About 10 of them were actually qualified to be in a position to work with the company I work with during the day. But I was able to also refer them out, and this is the other beautiful part. I was able to refer out 80 or so of those folks to different people I knew who could help them. So, you know, there's always ways in which you can use this to really take it as a forum and as a catalyst and really start to grow the network around you, which only increases your ability to do business and gain from there.
Right. We basically, what we wanted to do, we have a studio where we do our show, but the reason why we started doing create our own studio is that we realized when we got into this, nobody showed us how to do it. I mean, nope. Someone said, hey, give it a shot. If you suck, you're gone. But we know that there's a lot to it other than just, you know, you have to have a format, you have to have a game plan to doing a show. I mean, if you want it to be successful. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Audrey from Atlanta, and I have a public relations and marketing firm. You've been able to grow your business by having the radio show. In terms of sponsors, other companies that are wanting to come in and be a part of the program, has that happened for you yet?
Well, we're just in the beginning stages now, because we just started identifying companies that we want to have as sponsors for our show. Because for us, it's about credibility, and we want to get sponsors, but we want to get sponsors that we want them to be part of our, you know, what we endorse. So for us, and we want it to be consistent with the message that we put out there, and you know, so that's a very targeted select group. I mean, we're not soliciting car dealerships. You know, it's high-end fitness products. It's maybe resorts, you know, like high-end spas. Those are places that we're looking for. So we don't look for a ton of sponsors, but we are starting to now. And I think the reason that we just started to now is that this started as fun. Now it's turning into a business because we have an audience, and the audience grew, and we saw the potential. So that part I don't think was mapped out as much as we thought when we first started doing it.
Barbara, do you have a question, Mark?
That was basically my question, was trying to understand the revenue model. And I mean, at some point you're going to be spending all your time,
right,
the revenue doing model, the radio show. And
sure, for us our model is, for our show, is that we want to get sponsors. Number one, we want to create proprietary Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy virtual coaching sessions that we sell. What are some of the other things that we talked about?
The main thing is, I mean, that's our specific goal. But if you have your own business, your goal is to meet people, to forge relationships. That's what's going to grow, right, your business.
Yeah, that's something else I want to bring up. We have another client that just signed up for being a host on our station. He wants to be part of this conversation. There's something called glycomics. It's glyconutrient and whatever. I don't know anything about it. But so he wants to be part of this conversation.
I think you should know a little bit about it.
Why? So he wants to meet professors and scientists who are in this field. So he's using his show as a means to be in the center of this conversation. And that's like, you know, there's people podcast here because of different reasons. Like, say they want to, you know, I don't know if the guy's in here, but somebody does it about Italy. And if this is your passion, it's a great way to meet other people that have similar interests. I mean, if you have a show about, is the guy here that does the mystery writer guy? Like, Steve. Right. So the mystery writer guy, he can literally call up all these mystery writers. You know, he could be a fan of them, but he can get every one of their authors on his show. I mean, it's that simple. It's just a matter of emailing them. And authors are the easiest people to get on shows. I mean, they're fish in a barrel. They're begging for attention, you know? I mean, you have to think that most people know the importance of getting media attention, and they would like it, but either they don't have a PR person or a publicist, or they don't know how to do it. I mean, if you have your own show, you in essence become the media. It's now you are going up to these people and saying, hey, would you like a spotlight on you? I mean, very few people are going to say no to that.
My name's John with the Atlanta City of Peace Project, atlpeace.org. I have a question about your call letters, WGSR. Tell us what that means.
Global Syndicated Radio.
Like that. Yeah, well, Andy mentioned something before about when he tries to get guests on the show, he doesn't say, would you like to come on my podcast? Would you like to come on my radio show? And I wanted to address that because I think it's an important point. I think the reason that the word podcast may not get you that person on that show as well as saying if you have your radio show is because a lot of people still don't know what podcasting is. It's still brand new. And that's changing dramatically and rapidly. So
I was going to say one other thing when we speak to the monetizing the show and that type of thing. There are a lot of different ways in which you can do that. There are a lot of different things you can do that help drive traffic off the blog, drive traffic through the show. There are, you know, because it's set up as a typical radio show, we do have commercials that are, you know, 30 seconds long, and they're every 10 minutes. There's three of them every 10 minutes. I have a few people that I've done trade, you know, bartering type of things for the time space on the show at this point. That's not actually technically money, but it's also, I don't have to go mow my lawn, for instance, or something along those lines. It, you know, it's a bad example because it's not actually one of the people, but I don't have to go pay for something that I wanted to have done, you know, on a monthly basis or something like that because they've got the ad and they're getting exposure. The other thing is that it allows you to drive if you use affiliate programs and things like that where, you know, you're taking in Cartridge World has an affiliate program. Tire Rack has an affiliate program. These are all folks that either have been or will be on the show. They're all people that we will link to. And as people come and they check things out, well, as they click on those links, it starts to build a business, which is pretty impressive. Again, I mentioned before, and I'll mention it again because I think it bears repeating, the show itself isn't necessarily the monetization point. It's you're using that as a catalyst. You're using that as a catalyst to get to third, fourth, fifth, sixth degree of separation from those guests as well and from those publicists. I mean, Lee talks to some publicists that it just makes me drool that he's talking to them because these are people that have contact with folks that really are the movers, shakers, changers of the world. And as soon as you start to put yourself into that sphere of influence and it starts to spin, it's amazing where it takes you.
Any other questions?
Yeah, when Andy was talking about with doing commercials and things of such, it's really interesting because we had a guest that came on our show not too long ago who she's been on Oprah. Her name is Jennifer Nicole Lee, and she was a woman that was a mommy. She was pregnant. She gained 70 pounds from her pregnancy, and then she became like Miss Fitness.
Miss Bikini America.
Miss Bikini. I knew you remember that. Not the Glyconics. Exactly. I know that, but
no interest.
Miss Bikini. I know that would. That I remember. And so she was featured on CBS Today in Miami before the Super Bowl, and she came on our show, and we hit it off. She was a great guest, and then she was thankful to us for having her on the show, plus the fact that we gave her a copy of the interview from the podcast, the link, just the link. Here's a copy of the link. You can put on your website. She was very thankful for that. She's hosting a bikini boot camp where Dr. Phil is going to be down in a couple of months, and she has invited us to join her there. So when you talk about the power of what we're doing, I mean, and you want to talk about monetization, that's powerful stuff. You know, that stuff you can't write up, you know, and it's based upon relationships. And that's, I guess, the biggest thing I want people to take away with is that if you're looking at the parameters of success and you're looking at dollars and cents and you're saying, hey, is this making me money today? Well, no, it's not making money today. But has it potentially made other relationships and has that led to money? Well, if the answer is yes, you got something.
Yeah. I mean, our network now of, you know, probably 200 celebrities and PR people and publicists. I mean, when it's time for us to write our second book, which we're in the process of doing, how many people am I going to be able to get now to write the foreword to the book and to be on the cover of the book and to get an agent to sell the book and to get, you know, a publishing house interested in the book? Our network today is 100 times better than it was when we started this thing, you know, 2 years ago.
Right. So your goals don't have to be to be, be on a TV show. They can be just to have a podcast that you want to attract people to and to have a network of friends to potentially meet other relationships and business relationships from it. And it could all happen. It could all happen.
All right.
Yeah. Ken E3C Link. What technology are you using when you invite these people on so that you connect them through the phone, right? Or
We have on our show, we have guests literally calling from all over the world. We've had guests just last
from
week.
Barcelona
from,
and Scotland.
From Scotland. The week before, we had two people from Canada. Our guests just call into the studio. We're not like, I guess most podcasters here are doing it out of their house or something like that. We have a place where we go where we have mics and a mixing board and engineer, and we have like an internet radio station. That's where we do our show.
What is the cost if somebody wants to?
At our place is $500 a month, and that gets them an hour show a week. And then plus we give them the training and we share all the information of how we have done what we've done. And that's like we spoke in Jeff's session earlier. There's a bunch of internet radio networks out there, but what they don't have is they don't have us, you know, and that's our differentiating feature. I mean, we have a story. We've been doing this, and we're going to share everything we know with any potential host so that they can get up to speed, you know, within a month or so.
Right. And one of the beautiful things about, like, PodCamp, which I think Rusty and Amber did an unbelievable job getting this together. And this has helped us tremendously. And we were at SoCon a couple of weeks ago, and we've met so many great people. And that's the wonderful thing about these type of conferences or unconferences is that you have the opportunity of meeting people. Because if you ask me what a podcast was a year ago, I mean, I couldn't find a podcast. I mean, there would be no way. But we've met so many people that have helped us. And that's why I think these conferences are fantastic, because there's so many different things that you need help in. It could be in sound production, it could be in web development, and we're all just trying to figure it out because it's all so new. So that's why these things are so wonderful to attend and to get to know people and you can just email us or call us and you know we can more than happy to help you and how to get further along, even if you're. Your idea of podcasting is just recreational, and you don't want to monetize it as well.
Yeah, and just to close, one quick thing. If anybody wants to email me at lee@radiox.biz, I can give you my show notes that have a bunch of the tips, the actual tips that we talked about, and just more information about how to grow your business.
Once again?
lee@radiox.biz, B-I-Z.
Thanks.
Are we done? Amber, you do. It's time. Sorry.
Thank you.
The song you heard in this podcast was Garden by Cargo Cult, available only on Magnatune.com. Thanks for listening to UnConcast on the Georgia Podcast Network. If you have recorded or are planning to record a discussion that you think would make a good episode of UnConcast, email us at info@gapodcastnetwork.com to learn how you can submit it.